The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And today we have another very exciting show for you as we walk through the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, discussing the chapter on the mastermind, on the subconscious mind, which is a part of our mastermind conversation. Today, our awesome guest is Ms. Havila Malone, and she is a number one best-selling author. She is also the owner of The Proof of What's Possible. Her book that is one of my all-time favorites, actually by being a certified expert with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, Havila has also found an awesome way of taking her experience with the Napoleon Hill Foundation to write and co-author a book entitled The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill. And this book is actually based upon Napoleon Hill's life for children. And so we're going to hear from her as she shares about that particular book. But she's also, some of us know her as Miss Louisiana Universal. And Havila has always been queenly from the first time that I met her, but we'll talk about that later on in the show. She's a woman with vision who believes self-mastery and success begins from the inside out, and I had the pleasure of meeting Havila many years ago at an Odyssey retreat in Naples, Florida, at the Ritz, and my life has never been the same as a result of that awesome experience, all because of Think and Grow Rich and a conversation that we had. Havila is going to also share, as we get more into the show, how to become a publicity magnet, and she is an example of what it is to be proof of what is possible. And so I am excited today to be on this awesome show with my co-host, Robin Donaldson, that will be joining us, Angelique Frost, who's the owner of Ramage Grand Luxury Brand, Beadline, and Ms. Thomasina Williams, owner of Sankofa Legacy Advisors. And right now we're going to hear from Havila as she shares a little bit more about herself, and then from Thomasina. Good morning, Havila. It is so awesome to have you on the show with us today.
Good morning. I'm so grateful to be here with you ladies.
And if you can share with our audience a little more about yourself and how did you come here in terms of, you know, we met through the book, actually, while we were in the retreat for Odyssey, but when you think about your Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich experience prior to us meeting, how did you get here? And can you share a little about yourself and your journey? And then we'll go into the actual Subconscious Mind chapter with Thomasina.
Certainly. And I'll never forget that day at the Ritz in Naples, Florida, when we met, because it was such a serendipitous occasion. But even leading up to that, so I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, the youngest of four. I was always kind of like academically motivated. Like, I graduated from college when I was 19 years old. I had gotten degrees in dramatic arts and communication, and minored in psychology, because my life path was I was going to become a lawyer, and then I figured, well, I could just play a lawyer on TV and that'll work as well. So I went that television route, and I found that through, because leaving from college, I went into news, and I worked at a Fox station for a couple years, and I found that every day, like a rape, a murder, a fire, which are the things that we primarily reported on, were just not things that were uplifting. They were not things that were positive. And I started finding myself, because of the influence of that, those thoughts and that information, that I started becoming numb to it. And I was like, you know, this really isn't me. And so I decided to go a different route. And I actually ended up, from the Napoleon Hill Foundation, I picked up, it was an audio renaissance series, and it was based on two stories that dramatized Napoleon Hill's philosophy of personal achievement, and that was The Richest Man in Babylon and The Magic Story, which was on a cassette tape, you know, so you can tell it's back in the day. And I listened to that cassette tape, and it was like life-changing for me. And this was probably in my early 20s when I was first introduced to even the Napoleon Hill Foundation and their works. And I, from those two stories, there were some of the principles that I started to put into practice in my life, and then some that I didn't, because I just wasn't ready for it. Sometimes we just get a seed of information that over time starts to grow within us. And through different career changes, I ended up going into corporate America for like nearly a decade. So I ran a $160 million business for Hewlett-Packard as one of their district sales managers, as well as being their representative on like the Home Shopping Network and QVC. So I still had that television piece, which I absolutely loved, while going into a more corporate role. And in 2012, my life kind of took a big shift, because our entire organization ended up being laid off. So HP was going through a big change with their company, where they were going to break off their computing and printing parts of their business. And so they were downsizing everything, and that included us. And so, you know, where I came to that fork in the road in my life, and it was kind of like, okay, well, now what? And so where, for a lot of people, being laid off from a job, you know, is extremely like devastating. And for me, more so on the side of what I found was I wrapped my identity with this job. So I had really lost track and sight of who I was. And so I had opportunity to continue on working with the company just in another capacity. But I was like, you know what? Here's an opportunity for me to really understand and know who I am and what I really want. Because honestly, even though I had a great position with a great job, you know, had the company car, the expense account, all those things, I woke up every day depressed. I woke up every day like, and I didn't want to wake up in the morning. And so it was like, there's got to be more to life than this, because from the outside, I've got all the things that on the books say I'm successful, but I don't feel successful. I feel very depleted and unfulfilled. And so that led me to my personal development journey, and it led me to working with like Tony Robbins. It led me to Think and Grow Rich. It led me to going back to the foundation of, let's start dealing with Havila and dealing with Havila stuff and understanding who Havila is. And so for about 2 years, I just totally dived in to understanding me and working through my own issues. And what I what came to the surface was, like, I had been molested as a child, and I had never dealt with that. I had vowed to, like, go to my grave with that. And because of the personal development work, I was able to start to deal with those things, to be able to heal from those things and grow. And Think and Grow Rich has been such an amazing part of my, not just my business journey, but my personal journey of healing and being able to put these principles into practice in my life in such a way that I do live a very fulfilled life. I am very happy with the person that I wake up with every single morning. And I'm excited to get up in the morning as opposed to how it was prior to. So Think and Grow Rich truly has, in my personal development journey, truly has changed my life in some really significant ways. And I know we get to talk a little bit more about that and how we got to meet each other in Naples, because it was definitely it was a Think and Grow Rich moment.
Well, I contend, Havila, that I drew you to me and you drew me to you. And when we get into the subject of the subconscious mind, it is so very powerful when we think about it as a little genie that we can command and talk to it like we talk to each other, and demand of it like we demand of each other what it is we want, as long as we're willing to do the work to get it. So this is just going to be an awesome show today. We have a lot of people chiming in, and we just want to let our listeners know that if you have a question or if you'd like to participate in the show, just press 1 on your dial and we will bring you in to make a comment or to ask a question. But right now we're going to go to our co-host, Ms. Thomasina Williams, and she has just been a phenomenal support in the success of this show, as we also have a similar Napoleon Hill experience. And she's going to share with us a little about herself, and then she's going to start with her question. Good morning, Thomasina. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Anne, and good morning to Havila and to our listening audience. I am super excited to have Havila as our guest this morning. As you just heard from her brief tip of the iceberg summary about her personal journey, Havila is definitely a Think and Grow Rich aficionado, and I always love speaking with and hearing from her and her positive methods. I love, too, Havila, not only the name of your company, but just it's clear the way you walk in the world, just the story that you just shared about proof of what's possible. I love the fact that the name of the company is itself a positive reaffirming statement, an affirmation, if you will, which is, I think, is just a perfect way to encapsulate who you are as well as the principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. So thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
As Anne has said, we are focused this week on the chapter of the book that talks about the subconscious mind. We have been marching through each chapter of Napoleon Hill's classic book, Think and Grow Rich. The book outlines a 13 step for success. And you've touched on a number of those, Havila, in just sharing about your personal journey. I want to remind our listening audience on where we are in the 13 steps. The subconscious mind is actually the 11th step. First, you have to have a burning desire, Napoleon Hill says. And just hearing your personal story, you had a burning desire, Havila, to be self-fulfilled, to be the best version of who you are, and to get to know yourself at a deep level. And I so honor your commitment to yourself to take 2 years to just really delve into that, because oftentimes, we'll say that we want to do something, but don't actually put the action behind it. And Napoleon Hill talks about how just having that burning desire can be the motivating force for you to get up in the bed and get up from the bed in the morning and be excited. So your personal story is a great testament to that. Step one, having the burning desire. Step two is having faith, having belief, and knowing that yes, you can. Whether you think you know how or not is not the issue. believing and having faith that you can accomplish your goals. The auto-suggestion, again, what we feed into our minds is so important, and the name of your company in and of itself is a positive affirmation, a way of automatically suggesting positive thoughts and reinforcement for yourself. Step number four, specialized knowledge. No one of us knows anything, knows everything, rather, about any one given thing. No matter what our area of expertise is, there's always somebody who knows a little bit more about us in that particular area. And there's also always something that we need to know to get to where we want to go, despite what our area of expertise is. So drawing on not only our own specialized knowledge, but looking to others for the knowledge that we don't have is a very important step in the success formula. Next is imagination, using our creative faculties, because everything starts as an idea in the mind. Imagination is very important, and it's step five. Step six, having organized plans. Listening to you have a talk about your transition, doing the work, generally speaking, that you wanted to do, but doing it in different positions and in different roles, and then starting your own company obviously required a lot of organized planning, different types of plans at different times, but organized planning nonetheless. And step seven is making that decision. Napoleon Hill tells us that procrastination is the enemy of success, and that the antidote, the way that we overcome procrastination, is to simply make a decision and act on that decision. And we have to have persistence. We've got to hang in there no matter what the sometimes downs might be. We have to have persistence. Keep going, keep going. The name of one of the books in the Napoleon Hill series, I think it's 3 Feet from Gold, about how most people don't achieve their dreams because they give up too quickly. And if you simply keep plowing ahead, you can get to where it is that you want to go. And, of course, chapter 9, step number 9 in the 13-step process is the power of the mastermind. That is where we can get some of the specialized knowledge that we need, that we can find folks who will help us creating our organized plans, drawing upon the power of other people. Anne joked about how you drew her to her Havila, and then she drew you to you drew yourself to each other. And we were talking about that earlier when we were talking about before the show. We were talking about the power of the brain on a conversation we had yesterday about the principles of the Think and Grow Rich success formula, and the power of the mastermind is clearly one of those. A central focus of it. Then last week we talked about the mystery of sex mutation and how we can take the emotional energy inherent within sex and draw on that. We tend to think about only the physical part of sex, but there's an emotional component as well that is very powerful that we can channel into helping us to fulfill that desire. That brings us to today's show, step number 11 on the subconscious mind. So I think it would be great, Havila, if you could just start out by sharing with our listening audience, how do you define the subconscious mind and what its role is in helping to generate and constantly fuel that success?
Certainly. This chapter is a really powerful chapter in understanding ourselves and how our minds work, and knowing the difference between the mind or that consciousness and then the subconscious mind, which never sleeps, which is always operating 24/7. And so with the subconscious mind, it's almost like a file cabinet, and you get to put in information, and that information is put in from the conscious mind. And it can be drawn upon for use in whatever way you want. And so I kind of liken it to, like, if you've ever been, like, driving down the street and you end up getting off on this exit and you're like, wait, I don't even remember, like, taking that exit. Or you are so used to taking the same pattern, the same drive home every single day. And you don't even, like, the last two streets, you don't even remember driving down those streets. It's because your subconscious mind is continuing to work even if you're not consciously aware of it. So it's a very powerful connecting link between that finite mind and the infinite mind. And so it's really the seat that allows us to be able to bring things into our reality. It's a very powerful part of our body, but our being. It's a very powerful part of our being that helps us transform our thoughts into their physical equivalent. And so it's really important for the use of that subconscious mind that we direct those thoughts in the way that we want them to be directed. And so I know for myself personally, I used to have a lot of really negative thoughts and would play these patterns over and over again in my head, especially in regards to myself. Like, there will be times where I would look in the mirror and I would hate what I would see. And I would literally have such negative self-talk, you know, or I would say things about myself like, oh, my God, like, girl, you're so clumsy, or you're so stupid, or, you know, oh, did you really just do that? And not realizing that there's power in our thoughts, in our subconscious mind is picking up on those dominating thoughts that we keep on telling ourselves over and over again, and it will act upon those things if we keep doing that. So really being able to switch that to a more positive self-talk, a more positive dominating thought, to be able to help you actually get what you want out of life as opposed to getting more of the things that you don't want.
Now, that sounds like a tall order, training our thoughts. I mean, really, you know, we each week walk through the book looking at these different principles, talking about the principles. And again, what I love is that your proof of what's possible is not only an affirmation, it's kind of a confirmation. And in many ways, the subconscious mind, I think, brings together a lot of the other steps that Napoleon Hill talks about in the 13-step formula. And making that transition, that shift from the negative self-talk to the positive affirmation is not an easy transition. Can you share with us a little bit about how you've done that and use the principles of Napoleon Hill's 13-step formula to help you shift your consciousness, so that you are focused on the positive and the affirmative as opposed to listening to all of that negative self-talk?
Absolutely. I think first it starts with a sense of awareness. And that awareness a lot of times comes when you're not getting the results that you want. So you keep on, you know, like say you didn't get the position that you wanted at the job, or the relationship that you have right now with your significant other, like you constantly are, you know, like fighting and, you know, things aren't going well. So or you don't have the amount of money in your bank account, you know, that you want to see in there, or the bills just keep coming and piling up. So I think the awareness of the exterior world becomes kind of that mirror of what's going on the interior side of things. And so for me, like kind of my first step of awareness was, like, I literally was so depressed all the time. And I started realizing that, wow, like, there's things that I am saying. And as I started to read materials like Think and Grow Rich, it brought to my attention that, hey, the stuff that you're saying, the things that you're putting out there, is creating your reality. For those of you who are familiar with Abraham Hicks and, like, the Law of Attraction, or Rhonda Burns and The Secret, you know, a lot of people are talking about that Law of Attraction, like, what you put out is what comes back. For people who are very biblically oriented, you know, it says what you sow, you shall also reap. And it's literally the same thing even with our thoughts. Whatever thoughts that you sow in your mind is what you're going to reap in your physical reality. And so for me, that awareness piece was number one. It was like, oh, okay, well, this isn't really working for me because I'm not getting the results that I want. But then, like you said, wow, that's a tall order to change how you've been operating the majority of your life. It's like you've created a momentum, and it's become almost an unconscious, literally, an unconscious pattern of behavior where you react a certain way or a certain thought process comes to your mind. And so for you to be able to start to make that shift, it's little steps. It's little things. And first, it's like in chapter one on in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, which is why I love how this book is broken down, because each step literally builds upon the next step and helps you in a systematic process to be able to make those changes and in a way that is efficient. And so step number one is the desire. Like, okay, what is it that you want? You got to get really clear about what you want. And writing that down, like reducing it to writing. So it gives you those six steps to riches, which can be used whether it's for an amount of money that you want to be able to bring into your life, the amount of impact that you want to bring into your life, an amount of, you know, health and prosperity that you want in your life. No matter what your goal or desire is, you can use that six-step process to be able to start to work on those things. And another thing, when you talk about the name of the company being almost an affirmation, being almost a confirmation, it's true. To be able to start to change, you got to do something different. To get a different result, you have to do something different, which means if my pattern of speech or what I say about myself is pretty negative, then that means I have to start speaking to myself in a more positive way. I have to start, because there's a saying, I think it was by Jim Rohn, and I may be incorrect about who first said this, but it said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And so you have to start using affirmations to start reaffirming to yourself and creating a new belief system, because then your subconscious mind will then pick up on those new things that you keep implanting, those new seeds that you keep putting into yourself to create a different result, to create a different outcome. And that's going to take time. So I use this book, like this is a process that I use literally right now, because I am a big proponent of like creating morning rituals, evening rituals to be able to help to influence my mind and my subconscious mind to go in the direction I want it to go in my life. And one of the parts of this process that I use affirmations out of a book called Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, and it's simple affirmations like it's safe to be me, I express who I am, or I'm a divine expression of life, I love and accept myself where I am right now, it's safe to see and experience new ideas in new ways, I'm open and receptive to good. So these are literally affirmations that I will write out every single morning. Every single morning that helped me in my process of programming myself with things that I want to manifest in the ways that I want to think and believe and feel in my life.
Wow, that was so powerful. So you don't simply say the affirmations, you actually write them out by hand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's such power in the process of physically writing something out, because it has to come through your eyes, of course, or whatever you're seeing. You're bringing it through your body and out of your head. You're taking the physical effort and action to write it out. So it's putting it back into you at different levels of consciousness and understanding. And also, you're kind of sending a signal out to the universe or to God or whatever that higher force that you believe in, that, you know what, this is important to me. This is serious to me, and I'm willing to do this work. So I have found writing processes that are very efficient for me. So this is one of the things that I write out every single morning. These particular affirmations is in other things. So I call them these 90-day challenges. And so for 90 days, every single day, there will be things that I will write out, because, and it's using the principle of auto-suggestion, because if you continue to put it in you, then it becomes you.
Very powerful. You continue to put it in you, it becomes you. You're right. That speaks to auto-suggestion. I think it also speaks to the principle of persistence as well. Very powerful. You know, I've never thought about writing out my affirmations as opposed to one of the things that is powerful for me is to hear them in my own voice, so to verbally say them as opposed to just reading them. And what I did not long ago is I actually recorded them all. So if I'm rushing in the morning, I've got to catch an early morning flight, I can sit on my flight, read them on my phone, and also be listening to them in my ear or standing in a line, and nobody has a clue about what I'm doing. But as you say, I'm
That's
feeding.
Brilliant. Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeding into myself. One of the things I think is interesting about Napoleon Hill's discussion of the subconscious mind, he says that the negative thoughts, the negative influences come to us automatically. We don't have to do anything for that part. But we have to affirmatively work to pour into ourselves. I love your that imagery, to pour into ourselves the positive. And I just find that so fascinating that the negative just comes by itself, but it's the positive that we have to work on it. And perhaps, as you say, that's a way of letting the universe know that we are serious about what it is that we say are the desires of our heart. This has been a really rich conversation thus far this morning, and we're looking forward to continue the conversation. If you are listening in and would like to ask a question or share a comment with our special guest, Ms. Havila Malone of Be Proof Possible, you can dial the number 1 on your phone. That raises your hand effectively, and we will invite you to join the conversation. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with Ms. Havila Malone discussing the power of the subconscious mind.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning, good morning. Welcome back to today's edition of the International Mastermind Association's Think and Grow Rich Blog Talk Radio Show. Our special guest this morning is Ms. Havila Malone, who is proof of what's possible. I have to keep saying that, Havila. I love that so much. Proof of what's possible.
And we're you are proof of what's possible.
Exactly. I just think that is such a powerful, powerful affirmation for yourself, as well as a testimony and motivation, inspiration for other people. You know, ministers sometimes say that the only Bible some people will read in a given day is what they see you doing in your life. And proof possible. I think it's fabulous. I love that. We are discussing the power of the subconscious mind, the mind automatically just absorbs whatever we put into it, and how we have intentional about what it is that we're feeding our mind. And Havila has been sharing some of her strategies for her success. I don't want to monopolize the conversation, so I'm going to invite Angelique Frost, my co-host and the owner of Remarjay Luxury Beadline, to ask the question of our special guest this morning. Angelique?
Thank you, Thomasina. Good morning, Ms. Malone. I've been listening, and I've been on the edge of my seat the entire time. I want to reference something that you said that kind of ministered to me shortly after Ms. Ann introduced you. And what you said is that once your job, there was a threat of you losing your job, that something happened and you decided that you wanted to venture out and do more. That ministered so much to me because I think a lot of times some people, due to circumstances, are forced in a position and then they remain there, and then if that is where God intended for them to be. That's why that really ministered to me when you said that, when it's like, you know, if you demand different or if you want different, then you will receive different when your actions align with what you want. So that really meant a lot to me. So I really appreciate you sharing that story, because at any age in your life, you have the option of experiencing growth. And then I think the older and wiser that you get, you also realize that every decision that you have made has been a choice, whether we want to accept that or not. So with that being said, I was referencing the subconscious mind, chapter 11, and I pulled up some a few quotes that are in this particular chapter that I think would really minister to our conversation we're having this morning. One of those is the 7 major positive emotions. So for all the listeners and for everyone that's referencing the book as we speak, this is on page 215, and it lists the most powerful 7 emotions that you can grab a hold to. So I'm going to list those. The first one is desire. The second is faith. The third is love. The fourth is sex. The fifth is enthusiasm. The sixth is romance. And then the seventh is hope. So those are like the top 7 that you can relate to if you're having an issue where, hey, I can't balance out how much negative or how much positive. At least this will kind of give you a filter of what to grab onto if you want to have a positive impact. And I think addressing the good as well as addressing the bad is something that I want to reference as well. That way we know how to spearhead and how to stay on the right road. So I'm also going to address the 7 major negative emotions. Okay, so I hope everyone has pen and paper to write these down, because sometimes these can creep in, and I don't think we notice that they're placed there to be a distraction or in order to get us off track. So that would be fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, and anger. So I wanted to reference those so we kind of have a manual that we can go by. So with that being said, Ms. Malone, I would like to ask, why do you feel personally why your emotions are such an important part of the equation of bringing your desire to life?
That's a great question. And it's really because that is the language of the subconscious mind. Because when you mix those thoughts with emotion, then they are more easily acted upon. They are more quickly acted upon. And think about it. Now, there's 365 days of the year, but yet there's one day that is the biggest shopping day of the year, and that happens to be Black Friday. And people will spend days, literally days, in line, outside, in the cold, in the rain, with tents, with porta potties, or whatever they need to be able to go and get those sales. Now, those sales, and it's been proven, are not necessarily that much different than the regular sales that stores have like throughout the year. But because so much emotion has been put into that process of I want to make sure I don't miss out, like the fear of losing out. Talk about those 7 major negative emotions or those 7 major positive emotions. So that the emotion of desire, the desire to be the first one in line, to be the first one to be able to get that brand new item or whatever to add to my shopping list. So people will put themselves in these extraordinary conditions to be able to get into these lines to go shopping on this one particular day that so much emotion has been charged into, where if you ask them on any other day, well, would you stand in line for 6 hours to come and get some shopping? Like, no, no, indeed. So even in something as simple as that, you know, so think about it when if there's something that you want. The more emotion that is tied to that thing, usually the faster that you're going to act on it. So let's go back to our affirmations and so how powerful that is and being able to help to reprogram our belief set or our mindset. If those affirmations are literally just said with no emotion, no feeling, they're just rote words, then they're not going to have very much power. The power comes through the emotion. So when you can charge them with those seven major positive emotions, and a lot of times what we're charged with is the negative emotions, which is why we start to move in the direction that we don't want to go, because we are charged by emotion. So again, this is that awareness that, wow, those emotions really have a very powerful effect on what it is or what the outcome is or what actually happens. So we get to start to take control of those emotions. We get to start to look at ourselves and say, whoa, okay. Like I'll give you an example. So I was in traffic one day and, well, not one day, this happens kind of quite often. So I was in traffic and somebody had like cut me off, and immediately my emotions like just kind of like flared up, I guess anger, you can call it that, and it was just kind of like how dare you. And then my better mind kicks in. It's like, okay, Havila, they probably didn't see you, you know, or, you know, maybe they're just in a rush, you know, don't take it personally. You know, I had to kind of like talk myself down off the edge. Whereas before I started working on my own emotional mastery, I would have stayed in that negative emotion of that feeling for hours, literally hours, thinking about that and playing that story over and over again in my head. And it's like, how is that going to help you? Because all it's doing is just building momentum. Now everything else is tainted with the same anger, tainted with the same thing. And now if somebody, you know, you get to your appointment or something like that, or you get to a place that you were going and somebody walks past you, then you got a problem with them. Like, it starts to spew over into other areas of your life. So we see how that emotional charge starts to really create a momentum. So we want to use the positive emotions in that law of attraction to bring more of the things that we actually do want as opposed to things we don't want in life. So emotions are very important.
Yes. And, you know, in the book, I now see how you say that the book not only is productive in your business aspect, but as far as your personal, you know, in the book he teaches you, you have to, or you should want to become students of the mind. And another quote that he says in the book is, to conquer self is like half of your battle. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I think you become more conscious of it when you're centered with yourself. And another thing is, I don't think you begin to become more mindful of those distractions that you were so easily to step out of character before as it is now. And it's like, you know, the book is like a life lesson, and the fact that it was written so many years ago and it still is able to pertain to us, to our current event, is just so powerful that one could see something that was forthcoming down the road, you know. And I was listening to you as far as an example you had given, and in the book it relates to the Great Depression being something that was necessary at the time. And, you know, when I was reading the book, I'm like, how could have a Great Depression in all these times could have been so necessary? And it also says, like, as you read further on, it states, I apologize for our listeners, I can't remember what exact chapter this was in, but it stated that it was necessary because it was a time of growth during that time. And in the book, it teaches something about stating that it's something about when you get to your lowest point and you go into prayer, if you immediately don't proclaim it or you don't believe it, then your prayer would have. So by you stating like you can attract all these things to you, I don't think it, I no longer believe in coincidences, even that we're on this radio show or holding this conversation to invite other people in. But I definitely am a found believer that I have attracted whatever I need and whomever I need, I have the power of attracting them to me. So I really appreciate it, our conversation today. I know that if I was listening, I would definitely have questions. So I would like to go to Ms. Ann just to reference to see if there's anyone that has raised their hand to maybe ask a question.
Well, right now we have no questions, but I think the dialogue has just been proving so very helpful and healthy that it is just, I'm sitting here actually taking notes. I'm sharing the comments, and you mentioned Louise Hay, which is one of my favorites. I like to not only read her, but I also like to listen to her and her music. And so we just have so much in common when you think about that subconscious mind, how actually we have all been drawn to each other. And it's just a phenomenal experience. We're going to go to another commercial break. And we do have some individuals who have now raised their hand. So when we come back from this commercial break, we will go to our callers.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich. The original version, restored and revised, by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, and we are back, and we're talking with the awesome Havilah Malone, talking about the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill in a chapter on the subconscious mind. And we do have a caller with a question. Your last four digits of your number is 6688. Your mic is open. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. Hi, Miss Ann, Miss Thomasina, and Miss Havilah.
Good morning.
I've been listening on, and very, very wonderful talk, and not so far in the book. However, I love to listen in and see, you know, what else is there to come, because I'm a new reader to the Think and Grow Rich. And in listening to Ms. Havilah, she said something about routines and when she was talking about her daily affirmations. And I wanted to know, because these to me are like baby steps, like these are easy, practical things that I can now do and pick up and readily move with. And I am asking the panel, all the hostesses, to just share with us some of your individual daily affirmations. I mean, not affirmations so much, but daily routines that keep you focused and keep you steered in that right subconscious mind.
All right, thank you so much for the question. Why don't we go to Havilah first, and then we'll go to Thomasina, Angelique, and then I'll go, and then we'll go to our next caller with her with the question.
Awesome, it's such Havilah? A great question. Thank you so much for thank you so much for asking that, because we do have to form daily routines to be able to keep ourselves on track, and that way. Also in helping in that reprogramming process, because you think about it, as a child, you were taught certain things to think, certain ways to act, and certain what's right, what's wrong. And as you grow up, you may find that, hey, that may have served me for a time, but in the person that I'm becoming, those things are no longer serving me. So I have to create new routines, new ways of thinking, new ways of acting that get me the results that I actually want. And so finding those pieces that help us to create those habits are really important. And so two of the most important times of your day are first when you wake up in the morning and right before you go to bed at night. And matter of fact, I had heard something many years ago from, this is almost like Ann McNeil's other son, Mr. Les Brown, who is such an amazing motivational speaker. He said that when you first wake up in the morning, your brain is operating at 20 wave cycles per second. So it's at its most impressionable first thing in the morning. And so I make sure that I take that time to be able to instill things that are positive. So I have a routine for my morning, and it's usually so my first 2 hours of my morning are mine and mine alone, and for and to make me become the best version of myself that I can be. And so for the first hour, it's literally writing activities, so whether that's affirmation statements, it's watching particular videos on YouTube that are a motivational or like impactful or some type of reading. And matter of fact, I'll share in the comments below, because I actually did a video on this where I break down each of those steps, each of those things that I use. So if you want access to that, I'd be more than happy to share it. But I'll just kind of give you the summarized version here. But I do these 90-day challenges, as I mentioned earlier. And so I will write out the same things over and over again for 90 days. So the one that I just came off of, I used to use the Optimist Creed by Christian D. Larson. It was something written out in 1912. And it's a very powerful poem on how to keep an optimistic mind. And so different things like that I find that I want to be able to instill within myself, I will like write them out every morning. And then again, right before you go to bed at night. So Wayne Dyer did a great talk on that time right before you go to talk about that subconscious mind. The mind, that subconscious mind never sleeps. It's operating 24/7. So just because your conscious mind goes to sleep at nighttime and your body's able to go in and regenerate itself and help to build itself, your subconscious mind is still working. So whatever you put in right before you go to bed, your mind is going to be working on all night long. So you want to make sure the last thing you put in is something super positive, or maybe it's a question you want to ask yourself, so that when you, by the time you wake up in the morning, you'll have an answer or have a plan or something in relationship to that. That's why even in the scripture, talk about like not going to bed upset with your, you know, with someone. Why? Because your mind is, your subconscious mind is working on that upsetness all night long. And so there's like videos that I'll watch before going to bed, readings that I'll do either out of Think and Grow Rich or other books that I am reading at the time, and just to make sure that I am constantly feeding my mind, that I'm preparing the soil of my mind and planting into it the seeds that I want to grow. And that way also making sure that there's no room for the weeds. There's no room for the negative thoughts, because our gardens have to be cultivated daily. And so I think it's really important that you do create a routine in regards to that. So
that's very powerful. Thank you very much, Havila. And thank you, caller, for the question. One of the things that I wanted to go back to that Havila mentioned earlier in her dialogue and exchange there with Angelique, a term I love. This is if I was a tweeter, I would tweet this out: emotional mastery. Emotional mastery. The subconscious mind automatically picks up whatever the influences are, whether we're aware of them or not. Subconscious simply means it's happening outside of our awareness. So what Havila has been talking about in terms of her daily practices is really important in terms of consciously, purposely feeding into our mind rather than just allowing anything to come in at all. And what Napoleon Hill says is that the subconscious mind can only, he goes so far as to say, only be directed through habit. And this is where the daily practices come in. And I want to thank you, Havila, for also offering to share with our listening audience a link to your YouTube video about the daily practices that you've adopted. One of the ones that's important for me is just quiet time. My mind is always going. And for me, meditation is really important. Just a time to be still. I was reading something yesterday in my morning time by an author named Catherine Ponder. The particular book I was reading is The Power of Prayer. And she defines meditation as a fourth type of prayer and says that we cannot expect to get significant outer results if we haven't done the inner work. And I'll say that again. We cannot expect to get significant outer results. We can't expect to achieve our goals, to have the successes we say we want, if we have not first done the inner work, which, again, is why I keep coming back to Havila's positive affirmation for the name of her company, even, Proof Positive, that I have so much respect, Havila, for you having taken that dedicated time to really do the inner work. We think that somehow things are going to happen just because we want them to happen. And there's a song that just popped into my head that I'm going to date myself here, but from back in the day, and there's a line that says, just because you want it doesn't mean it will be so. And the inner work is really what's required. And having daily practices, developing habits, and consistently executing on those habits is really how we train our subconscious mind and how we gain that emotional mastery. Angelique, do you have a daily practice that you would like to share with our listening audience as something that's been helpful for you?
Yes, I would. And I just want to say Miss Ann is one of them. She keeps us on our toes as far as keeping us where where we're consistently being in contact with one another. So it kind of keeps us on track to directing our thinking in a positive way. Mine would have to be recently I go into meditation every morning for at least 10 minutes before I start my shift. That has been something that has definitely slowed me down and not made it so much of a rush because we're all aware of, like, in the morning it's kind of hectic. But one thing that I have that I'm beginning to master is to not let something from the prior day dictate or impact the next day. Mm-hmm. And that has been so, like, ministering to you, because sometimes, you know, you have people that just do things. You have some people that are just rude. You have some people, there is so much that we get exposed to on a daily basis that we really can't control. You don't know when you're going to run into someone or when someone's going to cut you off. But what you do know is for every action, there's a reaction. And I refuse to carry any burdens for anyone else anymore. So I live every day or every morning, as they say, joy comes in the morning. And at first, and this is very interesting, so I hope that this ministers to someone. At first, I was literally writing it down, everything that transpired with me to that day. And then during the night, it's so impactful in reflecting on the next day. So I would burn that paper. So I would literally see it burn. So I'm like, basically like a chemical, a cleansing from that prior day. And within deep meditation, you know, Thomasina, I actually have been able to do that metaphorically. Like, I can literally write thoughts down in my mind and actually sincerely either forgive or let them go one by one before the next day comes. So that has really centered me and made me responsible for all of my actions, even when I, you know, those few tests that I can't or don't pass, you know, that really keeps me centered, and it really has me excited for the next day of how I can overcome or how I can bring joy into my day or someone else's day. So that's what I'm practicing currently.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Angelique. We do have another caller who's been holding on the line very patient, and we appreciate you doing that. We need to take just a quick commercial break, and we're going to ask the caller whose last four digits are 7528 to just give us another 30 seconds, and after this commercial, we'll come right back for your question or your comment. Thank you.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning, good morning. We are now back live on the International Mastermind Association's Saturday morning talk show, Think and Grow Rich. We have as our very special guest this morning Ms. Havila Malone, proof of what's possible, and the author of not one but two number one best-selling books. The first one, How to Become a Publicity Magnet. The second one is a children's book called The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill, which she worked on with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. We've had a caller who's been holding on the line very patiently, and so now we want to invite the caller whose number is ends in 7528 to please share your question or your comment for our special guest this morning.
Good morning. This is
Deborah
Thompson out of Jacksonville, and I'm also a past president of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. So I just wanted to share in the subconscious mind, thank you so very much. I enjoyed the speaker. I enjoyed the comments. But just wanted to leave you with a couple of thoughts that I have in the subconscious section of the book. And it says, the subconscious mind will not remain idle. If you fail to plant desires in your subconscious mind, it will feed upon the thoughts that reach it as a result of your neglect. So just wanted to say that if we neglect putting positive thoughts into our minds, then our subconscious mind will take care of itself. And for some reason, our subconscious minds pull on the negatives rather than the positives. So it's up to us to be actively involved in our thought process, to make sure that we feed the positive things into our lives that we want. It also says that everything that is created begins in the form of a thought impulse. So we must make sure that we are controlling our thoughts with positive impulses and that our desires are fed upon by these positive impulses, simply because our subconscious mind will take the negatives and make those our desires. So I want to thank the speakers and thank you for allowing me to share and my thoughts. I would also like to just leave you with, I would like for each of you to listen to or look at the videotaping of Earl Nightingale's The Strangest Secret. Last week I was visiting my daughter, and on her desk was a CD, and it said The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. And I was introduced to Earl Nightingale back in the 70s and just loved that videotape and have listened to all of his videotapes on the Acres of Diamonds and those kinds of things. So I think that all of these things help us put positive affirmations into the air that we can pull from. So thank you again for letting me share.
Thank you, Deborah, for sharing. We really appreciate you reading that passage from the book and also sharing with our listening audience another resource that they can go to continue studying about the power of the subconscious mind and how to affirmatively essentially program our subconscious mind with positive thoughts.
Yes.
Havila, did you?
Can I just let one last thing?
Sure.
Didn't mean to cross you, but when you said that, it made me think of the theme of The Strangest Secret is that we become what we think about most of the time. So I would just really encourage you to listen to that and add that to your toolbox along with Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I think Havila actually mentioned something very similar to that earlier in terms of training the subconscious mind, and it is so very true, so very true. That gets back to the question that our last caller asked about daily routines and the habits that we develop. We basically become what it is that we do on a regular basis, and it does all begin with our thoughts. Havila, can you share with us a little bit about your work in the world, what you do through Be Proof of What's Possible, and also talk a little bit about your books?
Yeah, certainly. And to the last caller who was on, The Strangest Secret is such a powerful piece by Earl Nightingale, so I definitely will second that in encouraging people to go out and it's a life-changing look at the things that you are thinking about or are not thinking about and how you can make some significant shifts in your life. And it's, I think in the total, I think it's like 32 minutes or something like that. You could find even the recording of it on YouTube if you look that up. But it's definitely something you want to consider, that Strangest Secret. So thank you for that. And so I am the number one best-selling author of the book How to Become a Publicity Magnet, as you may have mentioned earlier. And that book is for individuals who have like a product, a service, a message that they are looking to get out into the world, and how to use some very powerful platforms of television, radio, and print, and how to be able to use those platforms or to get on those platforms for free. And it's really important for those who are really truly here to make an impact in the world, and you have something that's of value, because we need to hear about it. We need to know about it. But what a lot of times happens is we get in our own way. Like, we stop ourselves from taking the actions that are necessary, or taking steps, or even going after the opportunities that are available to us, because we have done so much of the negative self-talk, or we've convinced ourselves that we're not deserving or worthy, or this is not the right thing for me to do, or whatever that is. And so speaking to, you know, what we do with our subconscious mind. But in the book, it breaks down these five steps to win that literally help you to be able to move past that peace in your life, so that you can take these tools and strategies and actually implement them. You know, they talk about knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power. Once you actually use the knowledge, then the power is manifested through use. And so you can give you all the tools in the world, but if they just sit on the shelf and they become shelf-help books as opposed to self-help books or information, that's really an important thing to consider. So, but for those of you who are out there who have, you know, a product, a service, a message, something that, you know, the world or your intended audience needs to know about, this is definitely the book for you on how to become a publicity magnet in any market via TV, radio, and print. And the other book, which I am super proud to be a part of this project with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So as you mentioned earlier, I am a certified leader with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I had decided to, along my personal development journey, to take my knowledge and skill set with these principles to the next level, because I wanted them, these principles, to become an active part of my life, to become a part of who I was. And so I found out from Don Green, who is the, matter of fact, I found out from Ann McNeil first. She introduced me to Don Green, who is the director of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, that they had a certification process that you can go in, and really it's a deep dive into the principles. And for most people, it takes between a year to 3 years for them to complete this process. And you really, really, really put these principles into practice in your life throughout this certification process. And so I decided to take that journey. And matter of fact, myself, there was four of us talking about using the mastermind principle. There was four young ladies, myself, Sandra, Hillary, and Anne, who all decided to go on that journey together and went through the certification process with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And out of this, during that process, a significant gift happened. And that's what it talks about when opportunity meets preparation. We were in French Lick, Indiana, and we were working on, everybody in the class was given an assignment, and that assignment was to write a one-page children's story based off of one of the principles that they assigned us. So they all just gave us these little slips of paper with a number on there, and you know, wanted us to go find a writing partner and go write a story, come back after our lunch break and present it to the class. And so I received a little piece of paper and it had a number 10 on there. And I looked at the number 10 and I was like, yes, I was like enthusiasm. I was like, that's my favorite principle anyways. And so this is of the extended 17 principles of success that you can find in like Your Right to Be Rich or the science, the PMA Science of Success. So of course, Napoleon Hill and Thinking Grow Rich had his original 13 principles, and in his later works, he expanded those into 17 principles. And so I looked at it, I was like, ooh, I was like enthusiasm. So I look across the room, I see Miss Diane Lampe, and I was like, great. I was like, we're going to be partners. Like, let's go. So we go up to our hotel, to the hotel room, and we start working on this story on enthusiasm. And literally it starts coming out in this like rhyming format. So I'm like, okay, let's just go with it. And an hour later, we are back in the class, and all of the groups are going up there presenting their stories to the class, and it's our turn. We get up, we share the story, which was entitled The Town of Lost and Found, that taught the principle of enthusiasm, and the reaction was overwhelming. And we both look at each other, and we were like, okay, we've got something here. Now, all the way prior to this, because we talk about seeds that are planted, prior to this, I had always considered myself, and like I saw this in my imagination, I saw this in my visions, as like the love child of Oprah Winfrey and Napoleon Hill. I was like, that's my real mom and daddy. and so after the class was over, well, come to find, there was other people who went, you know, and shared their stories, and another group got up and they presented a story on a different story, but on the principle and enthusiasm. I was like, hold on, wait. I was like, that was my principle. So I go back into my little folder. I pull out my little slip of paper. I look at it. It says 10. I go to the little guidebook, you know, the 17 principles. You know, number 10 is not enthusiasm. Number 10 is actually accurate thinking. And so I look at this and I was like, oh my God. I was like, what happened in that moment? It was nothing but a divine intervention. I feel like God put a blinder over my eyes to see what I was supposed to see in that moment. Because quite frankly, when we were assigned to take those writings further and to expand and to create all 17 stories in that same rhyming format, short story format, to teach the principles of success, it took us 2 weeks to write the story on accurate thinking, which was principle 10. So what needed to happen in that moment in time to be able to bring this and birth this into the world happened in that moment. So it was such a serendipitous, divine moment, and where that birthing really did come into place. And I'm so excited that so in December of 2016, that book was released to the public through the Napoleon Hill Foundation. It's called The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill. So it breaks down those 17 principles of success for the first time in history to children, and to be able to have that as a foundation for their success. So we now, as adults, we're unlearning a lot of things and reprogramming ourselves and applying these principles in our lives. But to think to have this as a child as your foundation for success, I mean, that's truly life-changing, and that's a different generation that will come up after us.
Powerful, powerful, powerful story. Wow, that is amazing. That I guess that burning desire was finding a way to unleash itself. And it is really inspiring to hear you talk about not only how the book came into being, but to have been a part of making this kind of teaching, this kind of consciousness available to young children. I can only imagine where we would all be had we had this kind of teaching consistently as young children, because as we've been saying, the subconscious mind takes in everything that we feed it. And if you're feeding this to your children, they can't help but have a different kind of existence, a different kind of life, to be seeing you actually practice these principles and then reading the principles in things like children's stories and having it impressed upon their mind in that way. So thank you very much, Havila. This has been a fabulous show. I think what we're going to do now is go to our last commercial break, and then we're going to come back for a wrap-up. We'll ask you to share, Havila, your closing thoughts and suggestions, including how people can get in touch with you. One of the things that we mentioned early on is that you are a professional speaker. And for people who are out there listening, thinking about the next guest for their event, their conference, got a great candidate right here, so we want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you. Now to our final commercial break of the morning.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Good morning, and thank you for coming back after our commercial break. You are listening to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show, Think and Grow Rich. Our very special guest this morning is Ms. Havila Malone of Proof of What's Possible. We've been talking about the 11th step in Napoleon Hill's 13th Step to Riches, and that is the subconscious mind, which is the link between our human minds and infinite intelligence. We're going to go now to our master builder and leader, Ms. Ann McNeil, and ask Ann to share a little bit about a special upcoming event next month. Ann?
Okay. Yes. I'm spellbound. I am holding on to every word and with great anticipation and expectation of our January 5th Think and Grow Rich annual accountability meeting that will be held in Boca Raton, Florida at the Embassy Suites on Yamato Road. We're actually going to start, for those of us that want to actually give our individual reports, on that Friday the 4th, but our program is scheduled for the 5th, and the link has been provided. You can actually go to Eventbrite / Think and Grow Rich Annual Accountability Meeting 2019, or you can go to our website at internationalmasterminders.com, and the information is in both places. Thomasina, Havila, Angelique, all of our callers, this has been a phenomenal show. And so I think it's just the tip of the iceberg of what's possible, because we today only discussed one of the principles. And like Havila talked about, there are actually 17 of the original 13. But I turn it back over to you, Thomasina, because I could go on for a while. I do want to ask, though, if Havila, before she wraps up, would share the habit poem for our listeners, because I think that when you connect our subconscious mind and the habits that we develop, that develop who we are, it is just no coincidence as it relates to the power of the two of those. So back to you, Thomasina.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to share that poem. I think it's such a powerful piece that really speaks to what we've been talking about today. And so it goes, I'm your constant companion. I'm your greatest helper or heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half of the things you do, you might as well turn over to me, and I will do them quickly and correctly. I'm easily managed. You must be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I am the servant of great people, and alas, of all failures as well. Those who are great, I have made great, and those who are failures, I have made failures. I am not a machine, though I work with the precision of a machine, plus the intelligence of a person. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? I am habit. I think it's so important for us to consider what habits we are living with each and every day. So when we look at the external conditions of our lives, knowing that we are in full control of how those things show up by the internal condition within our lives, because our thoughts create our beliefs, and our beliefs create our actions, and our actions create our habits, and our habits create our lives. And I shared a little bit earlier with you all, coming from a place where I had extremely low self-esteem and had very negative self-talk within my life. And those things showed up in ways of depression. It showed up in ways of not fully pursuing my purpose. It showed up in very negative aspects in my life. But when taking hold of and getting the awareness of how the mind works, of how powerful our thought process is, and how we can, through small steps, start to make a difference through those affirmations, through positive self-talk, through more progressive actions. I went from a person who spoke very negatively of myself on a daily basis to someone who speaks very positively of myself. As a matter of fact, in this last year, fulfilled one of my personal goals, which I actually was crowned Miss Louisiana Universal 2018. So there's nothing. Napoleon Hill says, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it, no matter what it is. It is never too late. It's never too early for you to be able to start creating the life that you want, because you have the power to be able to do so.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you so much, Havila, for sharing with us what you refer to as your personal development journey. And I love the fact that you talk about this work as a journey, that it's not an event, it's not episodic, there's not an end point, but it's a process. And thank you so much for sharing with our listening audience how you have, on your own personal development journey, really develop strategies and tools for training your subconscious mind by being very purposeful in what you feed your subconscious mind and doing the work from the inside out. So it's clear that you have been doing significant work, because we can see that in all of the successes you have achieved, from being crowned Miss Louisiana Universal 2018 to co-authoring the first children's book that shares the principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, as well as your work in the public relations publicity field and your book on how to become a publicity magnet. Before we close, can you share with our listening audience how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to engage you for speaking or a workshop or something of that sort?
Absolutely. You can reach out to us via email at ask@havilamalone.com, and that's ask@havilamalone.com. Again, that's ask@havilamalone.com. Or you can reach out to our business line at 504-617-3425. And then we're available on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, at Havilamalone. So we'd love to be able to hear from you and see how we can, you know, feed your audience needs. So thank you.
Thank you again for sharing with us one of the very important steps in the 13-step formula to be one of the very important steps in Napoleon Hill's 13-step formula to success, and that is the subconscious mind, which is the connecting link between our own minds and infinite intelligence. Our show for next week, we'll be talking about the 12th step, which is about the brain. And we invite our listening audience to join us next Saturday morning, every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until next week, thank you, and remember to continue to think and grow rich.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.